As we prepare to hear these words of Scripture for us this day from the 6th chapter of Mark, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many who saw them going recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. And as Jesus went ashore, he saw the great crowd. And he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized Jesus and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we pray now in these moments that we share together that you will give us a sense of peace, comfort, and rest from the activities of daily life and living. Those things, O God, from our pasts, those things, O God, that we are dealing with now, and those things that we know are going to come at us in the days ahead. Give us a sense of peace, rest, and comfort, O God, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. And it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. I took a quick peek at my phone to see what time it was, and I know that right about now you would prefer I were pronouncing the benediction. So I'll see what I can do. I'll cut, but I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to cut. I know the two that are nodded. But this morning's scripture is a pickup from a few weeks ago where Jesus sent the 12 disciples out in teams of two to preach and proclaim and share the good news. And now they are returning to Jesus to tell him about what they've seen, what they've experienced, and the success that they have had. They are exhausted. They are tired. They are hungry, they are sleepy, they want to rest in the presence of Jesus, and he says, "Come on, let's go away to a secluded place, and I want to hear your stories." That's a paraphrase. But the crowds see them and recognize them, and they will not give them the rest that they so desperately want. My friends, the Christian life is a continuous going into the presence of God from the presence of the people and coming out of the presence of God into the presence of the people. I'm going to say that again. The Christian life is continually going into the presence of God from the presence of the people and from the presence of God back into the life of the presence of the people where mission and ministry occurs once we've been in the presence of Almighty God. It's that rhythm of sleep and rest and work And we know that rhythm all too well. And sometimes, though, we get out of rhythm and we get a little lopsided and we tend to become more engaged in life and work and less in that resting and that which is needed. I flashed back at the early service. I remembered when I was a kid, and my dad in his early years of work was one of those ones who we would say was married to the company. And he was working shift after shift after shift because they needed him. And I remember the day when he was sitting at the edge of the counter on a chair talking on the telephone about a work issue. And all of a sudden, it all caught up with him and he passed out and fell to the floor from lack of rest. That, my friends, is dangerous for any of us. And if we're not careful by doing too much of work, then we're not good at the other things in life, and we most certainly are not good at being in the presence of Almighty God who seeks to give us that rest that we need. But there's also that danger of being in the presence of God too much, where every once in a while we'll hear about a person, we use the term a hermit, and there is no such thing as a Christian hermit. Because Christianity calls us to be engaged in the lives of people. The rhythm of the Christian life is the alternate meeting with God in the secret place and people in the marketplace. Again, our Christian lives are meeting God in the secret place and people in the marketplace, and it's finding that healthy balance between the two. As I said, school is right around the corner. Anybody have vacation or trying to cram in the next 3 weeks? Anybody? Come on, sure. And hopefully we'll carve out a few days of that necessary rest and relaxation. And, you know, in the scripture, when those people came to Jesus, when he and the disciples needed that time of rest, Jesus looked at that crowd and he had compassion upon them. He didn't see them as a group of people who were coming to receive or coming for food or coming for healing, just coming to get. But the scriptures tell us he had a vision of compassion for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without a shepherd can't necessarily find their way. They don't know where the green pastures are and the still water is. They don't have anyone to protect them and to intercede when danger comes. And Jesus saw them as one who needed the good shepherd to provide. And so there on the shores of the lake, among the crowds and the busy people, those who were pushing in to see the disciples, to see Jesus, there he is standing in their midst and saying, in essence, come away with me to a lonely place. Come away with me to reflect, to dream, but most of all, to be renewed. And maybe then with some of that renewal and some distance between the hecticness of our daily lives and living, we'll be able to reflect a little differently on ourselves, on our marriage, on our work, on our children, on life, and get everything back into focus once again. Maybe with some distance, we won't be like sheep without a shepherd. Now, I always say to people when you go to a church on a Sunday morning and like today in the scripture that was listed from Mark, you'll notice that I read 30 to 34 and then I skipped 35 to 30 or to 52. I skipped a block of verses and I always like to say, double check what the preacher skipped and didn't want to deal with. But there are some beautiful words and teachings in there. That's the passage of Scripture where Jesus feeds the 5,000 people and he walks on water. Yes, my friends, when Jesus looked out over the crowd, he had compassion for them as sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus did more than just feel for them. Because of who he was able to feed them. And he was able to heal them. And if we stop long enough and let him, then I can guarantee you that Jesus Christ will come and he will satisfy our deepest hungers and our deepest needs. Come away with me, he pleads, to a lonely place. Let us pray. Oh God, how our hearts, minds, and spirits yearn for your holy presence. To nurture our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Oh God, may we set time aside for you. To experience your holy presence. Your renewal for us. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.